They said I'm about a couple more months out. So, you know, as you can see, still can't really bend all the way. So I don't have any strength in it. Well, not a lot of strength at least, so I'm still trying to work on that.
How much does that affect your day-to-day life?
Oh, man, I got to do everything like this almost. You know, I got to open the bottles like this. I can't always fully grab something. You know, I got to either do it with these four fingers or, you know, try to adjust it. But I think they want me to try to start bending it more and, you know, using it. No, it's good because, you know, a video game is the thumbs. It's just when you got to press R2, you know what I'm saying? That might be a struggle.
Could you have gone without the surgery or played pretty much most of the last season with it that way, right?
Yeah, I actually told them that I didn't want the surgery. I mean, when I got there, I was a little nervous. I was like, you know what? We should just not do it. But he was like, you know, if you don't get it, it's going to continue to pop out. Okay. You know, every time you try to grab something or somebody, it's going to dislocate. So it's better to have it than not.
What about the loose screw? I'm sorry if you covered this in the past, but the loose screw that you had last year, have you had that dealt with?
Well, they took out 1.5 screws, so, you know, I had surgery in March on it. But they left one in there, or they left half of one in there, and they left half of it because they said if they would have, you know, went and fished for it or got it out, they would have to use, like, a bone graft, and they would have to go around the screw. It would have created an even bigger hole, and I would have been out, like, 3 to 4 months instead of 4 weeks, so... I told him, I'm like, I ain't trying to go through that again, so.
Do you have any?
No, actually, my foot feels pretty good. Actually, feels better than it has, and, you know, because they said it takes a year, you know. The doctor said usually it takes a year for these injuries to heal correctly. So it's been a year, and I feel really good now.
You looking forward to Monday's visit to the White House?
Oh, yeah, I can't wait. It's going to be exciting. It's going to be a long day, though. We got to be up here at, like, 5 o'clock, but. Other than that, I'm looking forward to it. You know, meeting the president, you know, getting a tour, and so I'm excited about that.
How different will it be without Danny T here? I know you guys were really able to push each other.
Yeah, it's gonna be real different because, you know, I think right now I'm helping the guys. I'm helping all the inside linebackers out. I'm trying to, you know, coach them up a little bit, show them things that I see through my eyes. You know, I have to build a chemistry with, you know, whoever plays next to me. You know, I have to build a chemistry with Todd and, you know, maybe Corey. And with Danny, it's almost like we always knew what page we were on, you know. We're always on the same page on the field. So if I dropped the man on accident, you know, it's like he knew to pick him up or vice versa. You know, we covered for each other. So I think it's going to be about me building chemistry with the next man that I play with.
What about your transition to his spot? Are you
staying
in Danny's spot right now?
Yeah, I'm in Danny's spot. Oh, I mean, see, all I've been doing is walkthrough, but it's almost natural because I played that spot in college and I played it my first year starting here. You know, it's more like a, you know, the Mo linebacker is supposed to be that, you know, the more athletic one. But, you know, it's natural to me. I played Will, Mo, whatever, you know, my whole college and my first couple years in the league.
You mentioned coaching some of the guys up. Do you feel that?
Oh, absolutely, because, you know, they look to me for guidance as well, and that makes me feel good. It makes me feel special because, you know, for them to see, you know, me and think, okay, well, he's a good player, so we're going to ask him how we're doing. We're going to ask him, you know, what should I have done here, and it makes me feel good. So, you know, I'm definitely willing to help out everybody. You know, I talk to Ty, Corey, Zaire, you know, Dwayne, Frank. I talk to them all the time, and, you know, I tell them, okay, maybe you should have done this right here, or I ask them, okay, what'd you see? You know, then I say, okay, well, this, you know, I just try to coach them up a little bit, and they take to it. You know, they take to it, and I think they respect my word, and it means a lot.
With Danny gone, do you expect to leave the team in tackles without anybody even close?
Absolutely. I wanted to, what did I do like 2 years ago? Who was closest after that? It was like, I think TJ was the next closest, but it wasn't that close. I want that to happen again. I was actually kind of, because, you know, me and Danny, we was, you know, it was like kind of like an unspoken thing. But we know we both wanted to win it. And when it came down to the last game, I was one ahead of him. And but I had a bum ankle. I was like, man. So all week I was like, okay, I'm going to get out there. I'm going to try to win it. But after the first two plays, I was like, I can't even do it. So then I tried to, like, prepare myself mentally, knowing, okay, but you're not going to be the leading tackler this year. So just be happy. So I was cool with that.
Of the season, didn't he? And then he had like a
Yeah, he had 19 against the Colts. I mean, because at first I was beating him by a decent margin, but that 19 he had by the Colts, that caught him right up. And then, you know, from there on, he just.
And in fairness, he missed a game.
So it's kind of even, basically. So.
Did you talk to Kaepernick at all during the
I have season? No, I didn't at all.
What did you think about it, knowing him as?
I know Cap, man. I will say one thing about Kaepernick. He deserved everything he's gotten, you know, all the accolades. Because the guy is, you know, I played with him in college. You know, he's one of the most hardworking guys I've ever been around. I've trained with him in the offseason. He works hard. He's highly intelligent as well. So I thought that was a good move if it would have happened, because he works so hard and he's really intelligent. And, you know, he has all the tools. So, you know, it just didn't happen. But I thought it would have been a good move.
What do you think of the three quarterbacks here?
It's a competition. You know, they all going at it right now. You know, I know Trevor's out there doing well, and you know, I've been pulling for Trevor since last year. Man, I like Trevor. So they all looking good, and you know, we'll see what happens.
Since you're going to dominate
this team in tackles, will you call Danny and take their tackles versus your Bronco tackles?
I might call him, but they might be on the field longer in Chicago. Their defense. He might be on the field a long time. So.
How much are you hoping things work out long-term for you to stay here beyond this year?
Oh, man, I'm very optimistic, and I really would love for that to happen. You know, like I said before, that, you know, they've treated me like family here. You know, when I was on practice squad, they didn't treat me like I was on practice squad. You know, when I was in Jacksonville on practice squad, you knew you were on practice squad. They wouldn't even let you come to the games on the sideline. Like, it was crazy. So, you know, it just, you know, from the whole organization standpoint, I think I haven't been anywhere, but to me, it feels like a second to none. You know, the president, you know, Joe Ellis, he's very friendly. He comes and talks to us, and you know, he's a good guy. You know, I love it here. I think everybody is, you know, has everybody's best interest, and we all want to win. And you know, I think we do it the right way.
What's going on next to you, Corey and Todd Davis?
Yeah.
What can you say about each of them? Is it those two neck and neck?
Yeah. You know, right now it's Todd Davis. You know, right now Todd is playing extremely well. You know, but don't sleep on Corey either, because Corey's playing well. Corey's coming to his own. So right now it's Todd. You know, but who knows? And you know, I think, you know, first day coach said, okay, it's going to be one of you two next to Brandon, and you know, we'll see what happens. You know, and I love both of those guys, man. Both of them are good. Both of them want to be good. And, you know, I think either one would be a great asset to the team. Right now it's Todd. You know, Todd's playing extremely well. He's has high intensity, and he's, you know, he's very instinctive. You know, Corey's very athletic. You know, so, I mean, they both have, you know, great assets they could bring to the team.
Is there one player who's kind of surprised you with
offense
or defense?
Let me see. KO, man. KO's look really good. Y'all don't sleep on Shiloh KO. Please don't. He's looking really good.
And do you think DeMarcus can maintain his high impact even if he transitions into this kind of third down role on the field?
I think so because, I mean, he's so explosive still at, what, 34? It's tough because when you just come in the game on third down, it's hard to get a rhythm. But they're just going to ask him to go get the quarterback. And I think, you know, I definitely think he could, you know, still have a high impact. I still think he can, you know, get, you know, 7-plus sacks, whatever he can get, 10 sacks. You know, I definitely think so. You know, he's such a savvy vet, but he's so explosive still. I don't see any reason why he wouldn't have a high impact as well this season.
What do you see from Shaq and Shane Ray?
Oh, man, I think I've stated before. I love Shaq. Love Shaq Barrett, man. He, you know, he works extremely hard. He's really quick, man. You wouldn't look at him and think Shaq is really quick. Shaq is quick. And, you know, Shane's explosive. You know, Shane's improving off his rookie season. He's getting better. He's, you know, taking care of his body. He's, you know, in the playbook, you know. And I'm looking forward to those two because I think those two could do really great things for a long time. You know, Shaq, You know, he's real savvy. You know, he has quick feet. He works hard. He runs hard, man. So, they both can play, man. And as you saw last year, you know, the coach trusted him at any point of the game to be in. I think I was watching film, and I think Shaq was in at some, you know, the first game of the season. It was an important time of the game against the Ravens at the end. And you would think, okay, we got to have Von and D-Ware in. But, you know, Shaq was in there instead of Von, you know, and that shows the trust that, you know, we have for Shaq and Shane, because we know that you know, regardless of the time of the game, they can get it done.
What kind of response did you get from your teammates being out here, even with the contract situation?
It was all positive. It was all positive, man. I think they all know that I want to be here. They all know that I'm all about football. And I think they respect that, you know, and I think some of the coaches respect it. You know, some of the coaches have said something to me, and you know, I think they just, you know, definitely respect it, and I appreciate them for respecting me. And it's a good, you know, kind of, you know, I think we all have respect for each other. I think they know who I am. They know what I'm all about, you know what I mean? So I'm sure it didn't surprise them that I was here. You know, they might have surprised them when they heard about potentially me not being here. That might have surprised them more than them, you know what I'm saying, than me not being here. So, but, you know, I think, you know, it's all been positive.